Now notice what he says. He says, "Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims," they were giants, by the way, "they were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." You see, he believed God too. He's a man of faith. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Now, you'll recall when we were in Genesis that Abraham went there. It means communion. It's the place of fellowship. This man had enjoyed fellowship with God. Now he wants to go to that place. Notice, Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Someday, friends, we'd be rewarded. And you'll not be rewarded about the great amount of work you've done for God. It won't be whether you were prominent or whether people heard about you or you were before the public. The important thing is, did you wholly follow the Lord? That's the important thing. Oh, that God's people would learn today the most important thing in this life is to wholly follow the Lord. Caleb, the man of God, he took Hebron. There were giants there, but he said, "That's what I want, the very best spot." Oh, that you and I today might press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.